friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Black River. Good luck to that team out there. My brother Aaron, who's a coach there as well. But, what's this now? We're going to the bat signal here. On the fan hotline, we're welcoming in Anthony Lima. Anthony, what's up, bud?
Nick, what an honor and a pleasure. I was excited to call in earlier when you were talking about various sports subjects, including but not limited to Victor Wembanyama. I heard a clip, and I didn't want to ambush the show, so I told Mac, no, I don't have to get in. I'll just enjoy the show on hold. But he said, no, I'll get you ahead of the 30 callers. So yep. I said, okay, fine. That's not very nice, but I'll do it. And I am pumped because you guys are getting me excited about Sunday's game, which, I didn't think we'd care about. I thought the Miami game would be some, you know, just kind of a bad game, you know, a 9-6. End up winning that game, and I'm like, all right, now we've got renewed interest in a game which has a chance to be, you know, a statement game on the road. So I'm fired up. I'm actually fired up for Sunday.
Yeah, I am too, and I thought it was interesting. Like, I just think it's more of a competitive game than people think, and I think it's a great chance for Kevin Stefanski to prove he can run the ball while also passing the ball, and I think it's a great chance for Dylan Gabriel to prove that if there's a wide-open Quinshon Judkins 15 yards down the field with an open end zone, he can just hit him instead of taking the four-yard run.
Oh, I can tell, Nick, you have been dialed in to film breakdown on social media.
All 22, baby.
Yeah, that showed up. I know the NFL's cracking down, by the way, on people posting clips, which is mind-boggling because it's another avenue to get people excited about your sport. So that one doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But you're right. I think they got to just get creative in the run game. And, you know, there's a big debate to be had about the Pittsburgh game, whether you could get creative or whether they just had your number and so you had to abort the mission. But, you know, last week you saw them get creative. I know it was Miami. And they did have some trouble running the football anyway against Miami, which is a little alarming. But, you know, the fact that you even have a running back that seems like there's a reason for excitement and there's some Nick Chubb 2.0 in there, I think is pretty awesome. But I did want to get to this Victor Wembanyama thing because people were mortified that I said I was more excited to see Victor tonight than Shohei. Which I get it. Like, it's the World Series. It's a regular season basketball game.
But you're also a basketball first guy. That should be part of the record, right?
But this is the thing. Growing up, I thought all of us were baseball first. Like, that was the sport, and the World Series was the premier sport. It was bigger in our household than the Super Bowl in the mid to late 80s. And obviously that's not the case almost anywhere, you know, in today's day and age. So it kills me that I'm not as into the World Series. This sport doesn't seem to have the same bragging rights. Like, when a team wins a World Series, it's kind of forgotten the next year. You don't have the trash talking between the fan bases that you do in the other sports. So I think that's unfortunate because the game in itself, the World Series, has always been awesome. It's a great spectacle. But just over time, I don't know, I fell out of favor with it because that, like, great, Shohei tonight, he's not pitching, so you'll see him once every half hour. And yeah, he could do amazing things like he did in that all-time performance last week. But even that, I feel like, has been kind of quieted because what happened? We had a lot of football take over. And so baseball's always going to be battling with that, especially this time of year.
Well, they didn't help themselves, Anthony, by putting the game one on a Friday when you had multiple days this week without any football, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday, where you could have done that and stolen the spotlight. And they're very prideful about, well, we're not afraid of football, even though they should be.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
100%. And that's just, you know, this never used to matter. We didn't used to have football, you know, every other day, you know, throughout the entire fall to contend with. Not to mention, you saw high school football. But, you know, when the Indians were in the World Series back in the 90s, you know, we were obviously all watching. And I think more of America was watching back then. But then I add in this Wemby thing. I could not believe the clip that you guys played. Was it Spike Eskin?
Yes. On the Kevin O'Connor show, which I was also confused by.
Okay, so very interesting that, Owen, I heard you guys reference that he, you know, was like, this is almost unfair. Like, he almost can't be in the league. It was looking that easy. And, you know, even when LeBron was dominating and at the forefront of athleticism, and then he was weaving in skill over time to continue to get better at his craft. And by like year eight, it was the total package. Like, he was missing all sorts of things and still dominated basketball games. Victor, what is he missing? This is unbelievable what he was able to do against a guy. He made Anthony Davis look like 6'3". Mm-hmm. That's how dominant a performance it was. And normally in sports, when you have such an advantage in height, or let's say weight, or athleticism, you also have weaknesses that, you know, other teams can attack. And that was the case with LeBron. He had some weaknesses. He had trouble on defense at times early in his career. He had to figure out what body would make the most amount of sense for him to optimize his performance. Shaquille O'Neal, he had the obvious big advantage with his weight, but there were a bunch of things he couldn't do, and teams tried to take advantage of that and tried to get him on the perimeter playing defense. This Victor thing is crazy. His height should also be a massive weakness with him trying to get out on the perimeter and defend, or him trying to put the ball on the floor, and it's not. It's not a weakness at all. The guys can't just take the ball from him like you would expect small guards to just crowd him and be able to pick his pocket, and it doesn't happen.
Well, and
this is such a game changer.
The thing that bugged me was JP made the point that Spike Eskin was saying, if he was a foot shorter, would he still be a special player? And I'm like, I was like, it's obvious. Like, where's the weakness in his game 3 years in that you wouldn't think he would be? I mean, maybe he's not, they'd be able to command the court the exact same way, but if he's a 6'8" guy that can do what he can do as like a point guard meets a forward, I would imagine he'd still be dropping 25-30 points a night.
Yeah, he seems to have such a firm understanding of, you know, people picked his game apart the last 2 years, and he, you know, settled for too many outside shots at his height. And what did he do, you know, in the opener? He decided to, that's right, I'm going to take Anthony Davis inside, who normally has a physical length advantage, height advantage, and none of that was the case in that game. And if he's doing that to Anthony Davis, what is he going to do to everybody? You know, I want to see him matched up with Evan Mobley, like, immediately. I can't wait for a battle like that.
It sounds like one of your kiddos really doesn't agree with your opinion.
Nick, this is normally what it sounds like when I'm arguing with Ken. Right, one diabolical question before I get off.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Would you trade our big three, Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, for Wemby straight up?
No, because I don't think you have the skill players that San Antonio has around him, so I think it'd be easier to shut down Wemby.
All right, Nick, gotta go. I do it. Bye.
That's very Anthony Lima. I was going to jam him up about the coffee carafes, But then I wanted to make the kid about the joke about the kid. 216-474-0092. You heard Lima's diabolical question. Would you go with it? Would you trade the big three for Wemby? The answer is no. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.